We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Taf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud by the new Mishnah. We're continuing the Sugis of Haitzah, but now we're going to talk about this, like we just started the other Mishnah, about things that are Klachayad, and here we'll talk about things that you were trying to do one way, you did it the other way, if it's Chayav Apata. The Mishnah says, Amaskav Lohaitzi Lefanov, someone who attempts to take a pocketbook out and he wants to strap it in front of him, and instead, it lands up behind him. You're potter, because that was a kavana. The kavana was to hold the thing in front of him. It landed up behind him, and if it's behind him, someone could take it from him. So it's not such a good shmirah. So he's not happy about that. So his kavana was not makuyim. So he's potter. La'achra v'vala fanav. If his kavana was to strap it behind him, behind his back, and walk that way out to shiravim, and lemaisa land up in front of him, v'vala fanav chayiv. Then you chayiv, because there became a better shmirah. But I'm really telling you the Gemara. We'll see the Gemara will elaborate on this halacha. Another halacha in the Mishnah. Be'emes amru ha'isha ha'gegeres besiner. Ha'isha is wearing an apron and she's carrying things in the apron. Be'milafna be'machrei ha'chayaves. Say if the apron is facing frontwards or goes to her back, yechayev. Because came royal liyos chayzer. It's very normal for aprons to spin around. And therefore, even if it's now behind her and you're carrying something in there, it's still called derech ha'itza'a because it's very normal for the apron to spin around. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Af Mekali Piskin. That's also normal Haitzah. And Rashi explains that the case is that the king gave the runners, you know, the messengers, something to deliver. And even though he delivered it to the wrong person, it's still called Haitzah. Those runners, those messengers are still over Haitzah, even though it wasn't Mekayim exactly what the Melech said. That's how Rashi learns what the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is. But Tosfos argues, he learns that the case is similar to the case of the Isha, that the postal workers also wore some kind of apron that they carried the letters in, and he also got twisted around, so the shaila is it normal? By Isha, it's definitely normal. Rudah says it's even normal by the postal workers, and that maybe Tanakhama would argue. So that's Tosfos Pshat. So we have Rashi's Pshat is that the delivery wasn't perfect, and according to Tosfos Pshat is that it was like similar to the apron that got twisted around. Let's see the Gemara now. The Gemara is the first talk about the first two lines of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that someone is trying to bring something strapped in front of him and it goes to the back, he's potter. But if he tries to bring something strapped to his back and it goes in front, then yechad. So zok the Gemara, Mishnah lefanav v'alachra of the potter. Why, if it was supposed to be in front, went to the back, you potter lois av machshavtoi, because your machshava wasn't done. You didn't try to do this, try to do something else. So it's a little bit like masasek, which is potter. The same thing is the other way, the opposite way as well. Achra v'alachra of nami. If it was supposed to be behind you, now you're carrying it in front of you, it's strapped in front of you, it's slung in front of you, nami. Haloisav machshavta. Lemaise, it wasn't machshavta to carry in front of him, so you should be potter. So Rav Elazar accepts his kash. I'm Rav Elazar. Tavram is shonazu, lo is shonazu. You know, you're right, we have to break the Mishnah, it's taka astira, and the phrase of the Mishnah is different tana than the sefer of the Mishnah. So to Rava, what are you talking about? That's not shver. I'm Rava, my kosher. Dilma lefanov, bala achrav. You're supposed to carry it in front, and you carry it instead in the back. It got slung to the back. You're trying to carry it in a way that it was very safe. But also, now it went away, it's not so safe. So you understand why you're potter. But la'akrav, la'fanav, is chayiv, because it's opposite, it got safer. You're trying to carry it away, it wasn't so safe. Also, it got even better, it's even safer. So that wouldn't be a steer in the Mishnah. So Elamai Kosha, what was a steer in the Mishnah that Rav Elazar had to say that Tavar Mishon Azul Shon Azul? What was the Kasha? My Kosha, the Yukon Mistisim. There was a Diak in the Mishnah that was Kasha. Hamaskavan Lahitsu Lefanov, Balalacharov, Potter. The Rashi Mishnah says, Hamaskavan Lahitsu Lefanov. He's trying to carry something slung in front that went to the back of Potter. It's Mashma. Halacharov. But if you wanted to carry it behind you and your Taka did it that way, you'd be Chayiv. That's Mashma. Only if it did from Mishmirim Ula, Mishmirim Chus as a potter. But if it was exactly how you wanted it, and behind you, you'd be chayiv. Then aim is safe for la'achra, but la'fanav hu dechayiv. It's mashma. Only if it comes la'fanav, you chayiv. But if it's la'achra and stays la'achra, la'achra, but la'achra, you'd be a potter. So it's a stira in the Duke of Mishnah. On that, Rav Elazar says, I'm Rav Elazar, tavra mishonazu, lo'ishonazu. Must be a different tana, the ratio of Mishnah and safe of the Mishnah. Rav Ashi says, no, it's not a kasha either. I'm Rav Ashi, my kasha. Dilma loyin boyu kama. Loyin boyu la'achrov, boyu la'achrov, the chayiv. That's pashut. If I wanted to have it slung around my back, and ataka, I brought it out that way, it's pashut the chayiv. The svid machshavata. It's machshavata. You did exactly what you wanted to do. Of course, you chayiv for itself. The chiddush of the second case of the Mishnah is ela filu la'achrav. You try to do it behind your back. Avol lefanav. It's richelay. That's a chiddush. Kusaka na'tachamina hoyblois av machshavtoi. Since the ma'isa, it wasn't done how you wanted it, how you attempted to do it. So loy lechayiv. It should be part of because of masase kamash v'lon neskav shmir b'chusa. But also be'al shmir mu'ula lechayiv. Kamash v'lon the Mishnah that if you're trying to do a worse shmirah and it land up being a safer way of carrying it, then you chayiv. So don't be a dick. It's possible the halacha is like this. That miskavim lahoytzi lefonav ala achrav, where you land up carrying it in a worse way, it's potter. La'achrav ala achrav is possible yachayv. And the Mishnah is saying, even la'achrav ala fonav, which you didn't exactly, it didn't happen exactly how you planned, but still, since it's a safer shmira, you are chayv. That's the Gemara wants to explain the Mishnah. You don't have to say it's tavar mishanazu la'shanazu. But the Gemara tries to attempt that maybe la'achrav boi la'achrav is taka tanoihi. Maybe. As a Gersin Gemara, Lema Lachrav Lachrav Tanoim. Maybe it's Malchus Tanoim. This idea that if I carry something behind me and a taka lands up behind me, is that called Derech Haitzah? Maybe it's not called Derech Haitzah because it's not a good Shmira. So maybe not Chayav Haitzah. It's really Malchus Tanoim. That's the Gemara tries to attempt to say Tanoim. The Tanya, it says in a Braisa, Hamoytzi Mois Bum Pudosai, Opia Lamaylo Chayav. Someone carries that money in his money belt. And the opening of the money belt is facing upwards, nothing's falling out, and it's chayiv. It's pashut, the normal way of carrying. Pia lamata, which we actually had in the Mishnah before in Amud Aleph, that pia lamata that said it was potter in the Mishnah of Amud Aleph, but here we have machlekes in the Braisa. Pia lamata, you have money in your money belt, and it's facing downwards, which is not a safe way of carrying money. Rabbi Yehuda machayiv, v'cham poritim, v'huda hold your chayiv, v'yitzah, and v'cham hold your potter for v'yitzah. Machlekes in Chama and Yehuda. Amle Rabbi Yehuda, i'atem moidim. But la'achrav or valoy la'achrav shuchayiv. Don't you agree that if you're carrying behind, you're trying to carry behind you, which is not a good shmira, and land up behind you, that you're chayiv? So why would it be different here? You see that if you try to carry in a way, it's not a good shmira, you're chayiv. See here also, if I'm trying to carry in the money belt, even though a pia lamata where it could fall out, it should be chayiv because you see the same thing by la'achrav is chayiv, even though it's slung behind you, it's not a good shmira, still it's chayiv. So here also with the money belt should be chayiv. That was Rehuda's taina. Or a bottom tainer back, but Amrullah, a different tainer. Viata moidar, you moidar kla'acha yad v'raglis v'potter, you carry it behind your back of your hand or over your foot, your potter. And so here's the kla'acha yad, that was a tainer back. So Rabbi Huda makes a sikum over here. Rabbi Huda, ani amart dav echad, I had one tainer, v'heimav dav echad, they had one tainer to me. Ani lamot tzatzi tshuva l'dvarayim, I didn't find the answer to their tainer. V'heim lamot tshuva l'dvaray, they didn't find the answer to my tainer. So that ad kana b'raisa. Now the Gemara makes an interesting diak. Midakama luhu I atem moidim. When Rabbi Huda turned to Rabban and said, don't you agree that la'achrav abala la'achrav that you are chayiv? So here's b'chayiv also. So when he said that, la'av mechal must be the patri Rabban, must be Rabban takol the potter. Now what's pshat? Ayyat ha'moidim usually means that you hold as chayiv. So the Mepharshim explained, because Rabban didn't have an answer. It must be, the only thing I can think of is, that the answer is that the Rabban takol holds taka potter. That's why it's not a taina. They told, yeah, but la'achrav is a potter. So it comes out, it's a machlokes tanoim, if la'achrav abal la'achrav is potter. According to the Rabban, hold by money belt holding it down where it's not safe, it's potter. Here also your potter. According to Rehuda is chayiv, that's the lema ketanoi. Zok tomorrow, no, there can't be pshat on this braisa that we're learning. Well, tameich, the ka'amri lei, the Rabban told the Rehuda, yata moida, that he said, that aren't you moida that the kla'acha yad is potter? You can tell me that Rehuda holds that's chayiv? Mechlad, Mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the kla'acha yad is chayiv? Atanya, la'acha yod, the v'rag, the v'rag, potter. Everyone agrees that the kla'acha yad is potter. So there can't be pshat in the braisa. They're each saying a taina which the other one taka agrees to, and they just we'll see what they're arguing in a second. So elo la'achrav bo la'achrav divar kol chayiv. Taka the halacha is that la'achrav bo la'achrav divar kol chayiv. Everyone agrees it's chayiv, like our Mishnah says, like where Ashi explained our Mishnah. The la'achrav bo la'achrav is chayiv because it's chayiv machshavta. La'achrav yod divarag divar kol potter. Everyone agrees if you carry some klach yad potter. So what's the machlekes of Huda and Rabbanon? The machlekes is what to compare a money belt facing downwards. What is that more compared to? Kipli yivudasa epiya lamata. Mar medamila lacharev alacharev. Huda compares it to something slung in the back. Just like something slung in the back is not so safe, the money belt's not so safe. And just like everyone agrees that the thing slung in your back is chayiv, that's also chayiv. And the Rabbanon hold no. Mar medamila achiyod davragla. It's daima more. It's more compared to kla'acha yad, because at least it puts him behind the back, it's watched a little bit. You know, it's a little safe. But with a money belt down, it's for sure going to fall out, it's not safe at all, and therefore it's more kla'acha yad. That's a v'chlekes Rabbi Huda Rabbanan. But of course, back to Pshat and Mishnah, if you try to bring something slung on your back and you bring it that way, of course you'll be chayiv l'kuli alma. So the Gemara writes, it says in the Mishnah, "Ve'emes amru de isha wearing an apron, even though it turns around, still called derech etzah." Tana unta b'raisa called ve'emes halachi. Anytime it says in the Mishnah, "Ve'emes amru," it means that this is halacha lemaisa. Rav Yehuda Mafakali Piskin. So we said Rashi's pshat was that the messengers, even though they gave it to the wrong person, still they are chayav. According to Tosfos, it was like a postal worker that wearing an apron, that's also normal to go get swung around to the back. Because it's normal for the Sofri HaMelech, the messengers, to pass it to the wrong person, to find any person to give it to. It's a very important thing to give it to however they could. Or if you tell Shabbat, it's normal for them to twist around, and therefore it is Chayef Fayetzah. Zok the Mishnah Vayetah, new Mishnah, a very famous and important Mishnah. Hamoitzi Kiko Shesharabim Chayef. Someone carries out a loaf of bread to Shesharabim, he's Chayef. Haitziu Shnayim. Let's say two people carry a loaf of bread together. You know, obviously, one person is very capable of carrying a loaf of bread. Two people carrying it together, that's potter. That's potter. Lo yachol, and it's the ground not normal to carry it that way. And your potter, we'll see, it's really from a pasuk, but shnayim shasu is potter. But lo yachol echa lo yitzio, yitzio shnayim. Let's say it's something that either one can't carry. It's a big table. They both each can't carry it themselves. Then, yitzio shnayim, two people carry it out. Then yichayiv. Because then, it's normal for two people to carry it. And that's a normal way of carrying it, therefore yichayiv. And still, Rabbi Shimon is potter. Rabbi Shimon holds your potter. And the Gemara is going to elaborate the next Amud in the Shittas here. And we'll see the third Shittah of Rav Meir also. Let's see the Gemara. Om Rav Yehuda Amarav, Amri Lo Ma'abaya, Va'amri Lo B'mastita Tana. Rav Yehuda said B'Shem Rav, or Abaya said B'Shem Rav, or it was a Mastita Tana, or it was from a Braisa. What does it say in the Braisa? Or the Memra? Zeh Yachol V'Zeh Yachol. Let's say they both could carry the loaf of bread. They both have the power to carry it themselves. They're capable of carrying themselves. Ramey or Mechayev. Ramey holds, even though two people took out the loaf of bread, they're both Chayev. He does not hold of the drosha of Ba'asoysa. We'll see later on. He doesn't hold of that drosha. Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon, Paitrim. Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon both hold that's potter because that's not a normal way of carrying it out. What about Zeh Ini Yachol V'Zeh Ini Yachol? If it's a table that each of them can carry it themselves, then it's Machlaikas also. Rabbi Yehuda Rav Meir, Mechayevim, Rav Shimon, Paitrim. So we have three shittas. Rav Meir holds you always chayiv. Rav Yehuda holds it depends if you can do it yourself or not. If you do it yourself, then you're potter. If you can't do it yourself, then you're chayiv. And Rav Shimon holds even if both of them can't do it themselves, you need them both together, still shnayim shasu is potter. Now there's one case that's the kuliyama. It's the next case. Zeh yachol. You have Reuven who could carry the thing himself. It's like it's a 40-pound bag of flour. He can the flour's got a muksa, but 40 pounds of something, and Reuven could carry it. The other guy can't carry it. And he's helping Reuven. Reuven doesn't need help. We'll see in the Gemara, I'll give you a little sneak preview, it's Reuven who's chayiv. Because Shimon's not doing much. You don't need him. It's like, I don't need your help. So then Reuven is chayiv. And we'll see the Gemara will elaborate. And we start, we see the Braisa. Someone carries out a cookie to Shirabim, a loaf of bread cooked to Shirabim, Chayim. But see, Shnayim, two people carry the loaf of bread. Rameyim, Chayim, Rahuda, Imer, Imliyachal, Echel, Hetzioi. If one person couldn't carry out himself, Hetzioi, Shnayim, then Chayim. But Lav, if you carry it yourself, then Paturim, then you're Potter. If they could carry himself and two people carrying it, then you're Potter. If Shimon, Potter, even when it cannot be done themselves, you need both of them, still, it's Potter. Not immediately. Where are the makairis for these drashas in the pasuk? Not really. So Tana b'Alinta Raisa, ba'asaisa. The pasuk says ba'asaisa, talking about the chiyuv chatas. It says v'nefesh achas tachta v'shkaga ma'am aretz ba'asaisa achas misa Hashem v'shloisa son of Hashem. When dashing ba'asaisa is loshen yochid, you have to do it yourself. He says kula lois oisa m'ksasa. You have to do the whole thing yourself and not part of it. Kate says Dr. Raisa, shnayim shoyichzim b'malgeis. Two people were holding a pitchfork. The legism, and they were gathering the tvuah, which is the Isser Ma'amr. But two people doing it together, the Isser Ma'amr. Or a karkar. Karkar is a tool used to straighten the loom. The shayftim, they're straightening the threads on the loom, which is the Isser of Mesach, one of the obvious malachas. Two people doing that together also. Or two people took a kulmis, a pen, the kaisim, and they wrote. Or two people took a bekana of Aitzir Shiravim. Two people took a kana, a reed, and they carried out Shiravim. Yochi Yochi Avim, you would think maybe you are Chayiv, that you're Chayiv on Shabbos. Tamalayim ba'asoyso, he says, cool, you have to do the whole thing and not the mixas of the thing, not mixas. But, be'igol shal devela, igol shal devela is this huge thing of dried figs, huge chunk of dried figs, very, very heavy. Vaitzio Sharabim, two people carried out Sharabim, or Bekaira Ebim. Vaitzio Sharabim, they carried out the Sharabim, then Rav Yehuda Imer, if one person can carry it alone, Vaitzio Shadayim, two people carry it together, Chayav Mechayim. Lav, if he carried this thing himself, then Pturim. Rav Shimon Imer, Afbish Lo Yochol, Echol Laitzio, even though one person cannot take it out himself, Vaitzio Shadayim, two people carry it out, Pturim, he's still Pato. Kachnam Ba'asai saw. Anytime it's two people doing together a malacha, it's potter. That's Rav Shimon Shita. So there are three shitas, and the Gemara has to explain exactly which drasha each one makes to prove their shita. But right now we have three shitas, and Metz Hashem, and Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, we'll go right on Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, we'll learn the Bia Machlekes Api the Psukim.